Okay, we're on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So Reuven can't have Hanah from Shimon. So Bishlam Lo Yalzenu. So since Reuven can't have Hanah from Shimon, Shimon can't loan Reuven money. The Kamahanile. Ela Lo Yilveh Menu. Why can't Shimon borrow money from Reuven? What Hanah is Reuven getting from Shimon borrowing money from him? Maiko Mahanile. Uvishlam Lo Yalveh Himenu. Velo Yikach Himenu. Dikamasani Mine. Ela Lo Yishal Himenu. Maiko Masani Mine. Even if you'll say, there's a farish. Bishlam Lo Yalvenu. Madulam Mudur Devadi Kamahanile. Hanah for Semis. He's giving him money to use. Avalo yilva minenu, ma madre mina mother, why shouldn't he be able to borrow money from him? My hanoah ko matile, the mother. My da osif, the mother. What hanoah comes to the person who's also to have hanoah from the fact that he is loaning money to the other person. Uvishlam alo yalva minenu motzi nomi lamemar de komisani. It's possible to say that if he gets a loan, that's also a hanoah, how I. The high gav, nekagon the osne mos haros, the komishalim lehayich yothos. The person loaned money that is, what's it called, hard to use, mos haros. In other words, it's a currency that's not easily used. And he's paying him back with currency that's easily used. It's not ribis. He's not paying back any more. It's just a question of a currency that's easier to use in that place than another currency. So that's a hanah. It's worth it to me to loan you them and get back an easier currency. And lo yikach mimenu mashkach es lo dekomisani nebizvina deromi alate. The same thing, you could find the case where buying from him is also hanah from him. Why? He has something he couldn't sell. He's really, what's it called, a zvina de rami al na'ape means it's a lost cause, like. I've been trying to sell this thing for who knows how long, and now finally I found somebody to buy it. So that also you could construe as a hanah. I'm giving you hanah by buying your thing because nobody else wants to buy it. Right? Or I'm loaning, borrowing money from you, and you know you're going to get back better currency. So it's possible that even therefore, the person who's asur to have hanah, loaning the other person money or selling him something could be construed as a hanah. But giving him something on loan, not money, right? And he gets the exact same thing back, right? Why is that a hanah? If I give you, I'm asur to have hanah from you, and I loan you something to use, and you're going to give me back the same exact thing. What hanah do I get? Ela lo yishal mimenu mahanah moti lemudar ki mashal lo kelav hakamatches vadei lahi kli. If anything, the kli, gets worth less because of the use, right? It depreciates, right? Velo mali le stam shaylo hakiyav. That's known as shaylos like that. So what in the world hanah does Reuven get from Shimon by loaning Shimon something of his? Gemara says, "Enochanami." Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, "Kigon shenodru hanazem mizeh." Enochanami. The Mishnah is talking a case where both are also to each other. In other words, Reuven can't get hanah from Shimon, and Shimon can't get hanah from Reuven. So therefore, he's not allowed to buy anything from him, because then he's getting hanah from the other one, and he can't sell anything to him because then he's giving hanah to the other one. Okay. Abaya Omer Gzeira Lishol Mishum Bahashil Bechem Bekulu Gzeira. And Abaya says, no, Enchanami, there is no Hanah on the, buying, on the borrowing and whatever, but it's a Gzeira. We're afraid that if we let him borrow and buy, he'll end up selling and loaning, and therefore, it's all loss. Rashi. Kigon Shinodru Zemized, the Shneyam Asurim Zebazed. Both are also to each other, and that's why you can't do either of these things. Because on one side, A is getting hanah, and the other side, B is getting the hanah. Gzeira lishol, and Abaya says, no, it's a gzeira. the ishorishly lishol asinami lahashu. If we let him borrow something from him, where the guy gets no hana out of that, we were afraid he may end up loaning something to him. And therefore he will get hana. Therefore, we ask for the borrowing, atu the loaning. Okay, Mishnah. Omr lo hashileni parosho. Right. Reuven said to Shimon, loan me your para. He wanted to plow with the para. Omr lo, ain't a pnuya. It's not available. Omr konim sodi shani choresh bo la olam. Right, if what's it called? So he said to him, what's it called? That my field should be usher to plow, what's it called, forever, right, with your para. Okay? So so now, and then he decided to give him the para. So the shayla is now, what's usher? Okay, he made his field usher to plow with this para forever. So imha yadarko lachrosh hu usher b'chol adam mutarim. If this person's normal way was that he plowed himself, right? So then what he meant was that I won't plow with this cow forever. My field is usher to be plowed with this cow by me. But other people, right, can plow with it, because he never meant to usher the use of this enjoyment from this para in general. He ushered himself from plowing with it. The main darko lachrosh, but who v'chol adam asurim. But if he's not the one who usually plows, he gets other people to do it. Then when he said that I asur my field to be plowed with this cow forever, he meant by anybody, and therefore what's it called? Nobody can plow with this cow. New case.
Why did he plow in the first place? Because he did give him the cow at the end.
What? He didn't say if you don't give me the cow.
No, he said he wanted the cow. That's why he made the net. Because the guy didn't want to give it to him. But he gives it to him, so the circumstance changes.
Yeah, but he didn't make it. First of all, it's not Nidre, what's it called, Onsin or Zruzim, or he made the nether thinking he's never going to get the cow, right? Or even if he gets the cow, maybe he made the nether because he said to the guy, I don't need your cow anymore. Right, so it's not a dover unless he made the condition, but he didn't make any condition. It's not obvious that's what he meant. He could have meant that I don't need your cow; I'll get somebody else's cow. Let's see Rashi. Omer lo hashileni parosko la b'mudru mader askinan. He's not talking about a case where somebody ushers hanoah; he's ushering the use of the cow. The malach tohaya osa uvenisatziv hashoel kineged amashu v'omer hoel v'siraf to lashile. Since you wouldn't give me the cow. I'll never use your cow. Right? That's what he said. You don't want to give it to me? Fine. I don't want it. That's what he said. The And then the guy said, okay, you know what? Now it's available. So Roin Imhu Prazi. So we look and see. If he's chaklai pedarko lachros sadeu who asur lachros sadeu bosapar. Right, we look and see. If he's a chaklai, and he, what's it called, usually does the plowing, then what he meant was, I'll never plow with your para. But if somebody else could do it. The chol adam mutar, the vadi ki nader adaiti the nafshi nader, velo adaiti the alma. The chol adam mutarim lachlus, so they have also para. Anybody else, if they want, can come and plow the field with that para for him. Right, he didn't ask her having any hanoah from the para. He asked her, what's it called, his field, if he will plow with that. Normally he doesn't plow himself, but he gives it over to other people to do. And then when he said it's us, he meant nobody can do it. Okay, next case. Right, we're going back now where somebody made a nether. Reuven said he can't have any handoff from Shimon. Or Shimon made a nether that Reuven can't have any handoff from him. So Reuven now is usher to have hanoah from Shimon. The ein lo mayochal. And Nebuch, what's it called, Reuven does nothing to eat. And Shimon has rachmanis on him. But he can't give him food because he's not allowed to give him hanoah. So holy chetzel chavani, what Shimon can do is he can go to a storekeeper, the omer, and he says to him the following, ish ploni mudur mimeni hanoah. I have a problem. Right? Shimon tells the storekeeper, Reuven is really bad straits. But I can't give him any hanoah. He can't give any hanoah from me. So I don't know what to do. He doesn't have any food to eat, and I can't give him any food. So he doesn't make the storekeeper a shliach. Right? He just tells the storekeeper the plight. So the storekeeper gets the hint. But who knows him low? The storekeeper gives him food free. Ubov, and ultimately he said, he comes back, he says, I solved your problem. I gave Reuven food, pay me for it. So he doesn't have to pay him for it. He didn't make him a shliach. He didn't tell him he's going to pay him. But he gave him the understanding that if he'll do it, he'll make good on it. So he's allowed to do that. So Venotel Mise, so he can do that, because I didn't make you a shliach. You gave him the food. I didn't give him the food. And I'm paying for it, right? That's something I don't have to do. I'm doing it out of the gun. I'm giving the storekeeper a present. Right? I have no chiyuv to pay because of Reuven. Same thing. Even things not so important, right? The guy had a house to build, or a fence to put up, or a field to harvest, and he had nobody to do it for him. He couldn't pay the workers, and he's not allowed to get hanoah from Shimon, so Shimon can't go hire workers for him. So holy chetzal apoil is what does Shimon do? He wants to help Reuven, but he's not allowed to. So he goes to the workers. Va'omer ish ploni mudr mi meni hanoah. He tells the workers, "This guy, he can't have any hanoah from me." Ve'eni yodea ma'ase, and he needs his house built. He needs his fence put up, right? So the heinosimo. So they get the hint and they go and do it. The boy, the note nischar mizen. They come back to Shimon to get their money. Now Shimon doesn't have to pay them. Shimon basically is giving them a present. And he never made them a shliach to do it, he just told them the plight, and they did it on their own. So therefore, there's no direct hanoah going from Shimon to Reuven. The hanoah is from the Poalim, and the Poalim are getting a present from Shimon.
It says Emol.
What?
He's doing it also. It's an Emol.
No, with the person, the other guy, with Reuven. Hayu mahalchim bederech. What happens if there's no other people around? The ein lo mayochal. Right, if there's, what's it called, there's no poalim, and there's no storekeeper. So there was time we're traveling, so you can't give it to a storekeeper. So if there was another person around, no sin la'acher, l'shum matana, so, and Shimon has food, and Reuven has no food, and Reuven can't get hanoah from Shimon. And Levi's there too. So Shimon gives the food to Levi as a present, and then Levi can do what he wants with it. And he gives it to Reuven. V'halom mutterbo. What happens if there's nobody else? It's just Reuven and Shimon, and they're in the middle of the desert. So there's no storekeepers to tell them to give them the food. There's no other person to give the food as a present. So he takes his food, and he puts it down on a rock, or on the fence. They're hefker. Anybody can come and take them. So now they're not his anymore. The other guy can take it because he's not getting it directly anymore from Shimon. He's getting it from Hefker. Anybody could have taken it, except nobody's around. Rabbi Yossi Oser, Rabbi Yossi says that case is Oser. Right? Reuven can't get Hanoah from Shimon, even from taking something that Shimon was Mafker, and the Gemara will discuss why. Okay, Rashi.
Hefker doesn't have to be done in front of
three people, we'll see. Could be only if there's other people around. There's no other way around. You can make hefker even without three people. Okay. Okay. Hamuder hanomi chaveru ve'ein lo mayochal holi chamader etzul chendeni ubo chendeni venotum ma'osu min hamader. Avo perish osu lomer lo. He can't tell the chendeni, give him food and I'll pay you. Tim kein havi le'a chendeni shliach ushlucha shalom kamosu. If he makes the chendani a shliach to give him food, then it's as if he's giving the food. Kishlucho shalom kamosa. So he doesn't make the chendani a shliach. He doesn't tell the chendani what to do. The chendani comes up with the idea on his own after hearing the story. So the chendani's doing it on his own, and he really has no responsibility to pay the chendani because you never have told him to do it, right? So, but he's giving the chendani a present. So the Reuven is not getting a hanoah from Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Oser, Bob, Bimenicho, Asela, all together. And Rabbi Yossi Oser is the last case, not there all the other cases, but Oser is the last case where you make it Hefker, and then the person takes it. That, we'll see, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi holds is, for whatever reason, is more of a direct Hanoah. Okay. Okay, we'll save the Gemara, because the next one is a very short one. So, we obviously don't have a Shiur on Sunday. So next year will be on Monday, and I hope that maybe by the time I'm going out of the country for a week, but I don't think we're going to finish the parrot by then. But few small amudim until we finish the Torah.